following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Pastor Alan here. You know, you don't have to be my age to have been guilty of this. Sunglasses on your head, racing out the door, and then asking the most frustrating question, where did I leave my sunglasses? Where are my sunglasses? And yet it's obvious, they're on my head. And sometimes reasons to give thanks, they're that obvious, and yet we miss them. And I was thinking that while reading this passage. It's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. The Apostle Paul saying, we always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. So those are really commendable traits, right? And it's cool that the Apostle itemizes those and brings them out and gives thanks to the Lord for those. And I think that the Lord would have us to do the same thing, to intentionally recall such people in our own family, in our own workplace, in our church here at Refuge, in our own sphere of influence, that place where God has positioned us, strategically positioned us. And then to deliberately name those, itemize those commendable traits, and then give thanks to the Lord for those people and for those traits. So, yes, that was a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, but it was read to all the churches and still is today and should be. That's the intent. But all these other churches, from the church in Thessalonica to the church called Refuge in Huntington Beach, they're all made up of the same same stuff, the same human stuff that you and I are, flaws and all. And that was a reality then, that's a reality now. And yet Paul took the time, the Apostle Paul took the time to recollect those various attributes and traits that he mentions there in the beginning of that letter. So you can ask the question, well, did those people that he wrote that about, did they have flawed characteristics as well as those commendable traits that he itemized? Yeah, of course they did. Because, again, they're made up of the same stuff that you and I are. But sadly, my natural tendency, yours as well, is to not focus on those commendable traits and attributes. We naturally focus on the opposite. Yeah, I know, but we do. We naturally tend to focus on the uncommendable traits. And that's probably why, or certainly one of the reasons why, that the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write something related in Philippians. I think a lot of you are familiar with the verse in chapter 4, verse 8 of Philippians. And it's there that we read, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent, if anything is praiseworthy, think on these things, dwell on these things, ponder such things. And so for us, there are people in our lives, people in your life, in your sphere of influence, where God strategically has placed you, that perhaps you're missing the opportunity to thank the Lord for them. And obvious reasons, like Paul found and like he called out in the beginning of his letter of 1 Thessalonians. So my call to us today is to do this. Let's do this ourselves. Let's follow Paul as he followed Christ in this. And when we do, when you do that, when I do that, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen when you do this. It's going to enhance your time in prayer with the Lord. It really will. It enhance it. It'll enhance your time in prayer with the Lord. And then secondly, it's going to encourage you in your own walk. And that's a good thing, right? We need at times, we encourage others for sure. But there's times we see even of David encouraging himself in the Lord. This will encourage you in your own walk with the Lord. And then thirdly, it will enable you to enjoy the blessing that comes with a grateful heart. There's a blessing you can enjoy when your heart is grateful versus frustrated. There's no blessing in a frustrated heart, but there's blessing in a grateful heart. And so I can say that I thank God for you, fellow refugees, and I thank him for your desire to grow in grace, right? You have that desire to grow in grace. And also, I thank the Lord for your desire to extend that grace to others, to extend that grace to others, especially today in the heated and contentious times that we live. And I know there's always been heated times and contentious times throughout the history of the church and all, but it would, I think, appear to most of us that it's kind of extra heated, kind of extra contentious in the times we live, even in the church. This is not good, not good. So I think this will help us if we do that. So let's pray, all right? Father in heaven, thank you for that word from the Apostle Paul. Lord, thank you that he took time to recollect those people that you placed in his life and the things that you were bringing about, the fruit you were bringing about in their lives, and just recalling them and mentioning them and thanking you for them, Lord. It was good for those people. It was good for Paul. It was good for the church. It's good for us. So, Lord, I pray that I would do that more. I pray that we, as the family of refuge, would do that more. And then we'll see the fruit that brings, Lord, when we do things your way. Lord, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that